world famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. I just had QVC on there very briefly because I was looking to see this. There she is, this chick in the red dress. You see her? Oh, Nikki's not watching. I don't know why, but I think I know her, and I think she has my wallet. All right, welcome back, world famous Phil Henry Show.
You're kidding, right?
Yes, I'm kidding. World famous Phil Henry, although a woman like that can very definitely get her hand, not that I would willingly give up my wallet, but if ever there was a woman in this world, the type that could get her hands on my wallet and empty it and my bank accounts, that's the one right there.
The one with the cheap looking, oh God, she's probably got E. coli under those nails.
Yeah, very typically female of you to say, Margaret. You know, we've never done a show on how much women hate each other, but one of these days...
I beg your pardon.
Margaret, you know it's true. Women hate each other's guts.
It's true. It's true.
Well, not the way the two of you are... It's not as if we hate each other's guts in the way that the two... Excuse me. There. How do you feel about that?
It's typically childish of you.
It's typically childish of... Wait a minute. Oh, I'm sorry.
You know something, Margaret? You sound like a cow. If I said you looked like a cow, then you'd be very upset, wouldn't you?
Yes, and that's why you're not going to say that.
Well.
Don't, Bud, if you value the idea, not just the reality, but if you value the idea of being able to go into a bathroom and pull out something to have in your hand, if you value that concept, don't go any further, because you won't have anything like that. You know what I mean, Phil?
Yes, and we can stop right where you are with that kind of talk.
Well, then tell him...
Everybody calm down. Justin Bieber, let's forget about Snowden. Let's forget about whether or not Bud's got anything to put in his hand when he goes in the bathroom.
Very funny.
Well, you're the one that said it. God.
Yeah, Margaret, you can't... Look, Margaret, don't plow the field unless you're going to squat and fertilize it.
What did you... God almighty, I am... I'm walking out of the studio. Frank told me just walk out of the studio under protest. That's what I'm going to do right now.
You going to do what?
I'm walking out...
Okay, so that was pretty funny, though.
That you did pretty good. Yeah, General, where'd you come up with that?
Well, that's an old army saying that we've had. Don't plow the field unless you're willing to squat. And I forget what the rest was.
All right. Okay, so we'll wait for Margaret to be off of her protest. And
I'm back.
Great.
Don't laugh, Ralph. You know what? I'm walking out again.
Margaret, get in here or stay out. One of the two. Justin Bieber walked, speaking of walking out, Justin Bieber walked out of a jail on Thursday following his arrest earlier in the day in Miami Beach. He was escorted by correctional officers, and he waved to fans during his exit. Isn't that great? A judge set Justin Bieber's bail at $2,500 Thursday after police say he drag raced down a Miami Beach street while under the influence of alcohol. He was charged with DUI, driving with an expired license, and resisting arrest. Bieber was arrested after police said they saw him speeding down a residential street in Miami Beach in a yellow Lamborghini. Officers say he had an expired license, was initially not cooperative when he was pulled over, and smelled of alcohol. Police say Bieber later admitted that he'd been drinking, smoking marijuana, and taking prescription medication. R&B singer Khalil Amir Sharif was arrested in the same incident. He is charged with driving under the influence, and his bond was set at $1,000. Police said that Sharif was driving a Ferrari. Bieber and Sharif, wearing bright red jail fatigues, appeared in court via a video link from jail. They remained silent while defense attorney Roy Black negotiated bond. Roy Black is a very well-known Miami attorney, as you all know. And I'm sure he is on some kind of retainer. Probably he's on a major, massive boss, multi-dollar retainer. All of these cats, you know.
What?
I said he's probably on some big-ass retainer.
Oh, well, Roy Black, yes, there's no question Roy Black is on retainer by these individuals because he's the most well-known of the defense attorneys in Miami, although I don't doubt that there are others.
Now, here is the picture of Bieber. I think this smiling mugshot is very interesting, don't you? I think when you're arrested and you know that there's going to be a $2,500 bond placed to free you after you... And here's what bothers me about the story. I don't really... Whatever. I mean, people are going to get arrested. Celebrities get arrested, and it's always a big news story. What pisses me off, and I'm telling you it pisses me off, what pisses me off about this story is that Richard Sherman of the Seattle Seahawks made a couple of statements having to do with how he was a far better cornerback than that guy Crabtree was a receiver. He got in his face. He trash-talked. He trash-talked a little bit after the game. Richard Sherman's a man of education. Richard Sherman is a man who's involved in his community. Richard Sherman is a guy that, as my dear mentor Neil Rogers used to say, never stole a freight train. Richard Sherman is, for all intents and purposes, an upstanding guy. He happened to open his mouth, and he said some stuff disrespectful of a San Francisco 49er receiver. And for that, the guy got called a thug. And he got called a gangbanger, and he got called all of this stuff. And there were people putting, you know, bullet holes. Unbelievable, and all white people stuff. Now you got this little turd, Justin Bieber. God knows who he could have killed. Smoking weed, drinking, and speeding down a residential street. I don't see anybody putting any gunshots and thug stuff on him and talking about what a piece of crap he is. He's just some kind of cute kid who's just sort of having himself a ball. You know, he's just out and he's just cruising around and, oh, and he got in a little bit of trouble, man. You know, after the whole Seattle-San Francisco game, because I was a 49er, if I was rooting for the 49ers, the game. And afterwards, somebody said to me, what do you think about Richard Sherman? I said, ah, screw him and screw Seattle. I was just in a general sense saying, yeah, to hell with the Seahawks. I was hoping that the 49ers would have won. But now I'm a Richard Sherman fan. I am right in his corner. I already felt that I'd sort of misspoke when I read about the man a little bit. I didn't think he was a thug. I just thought he was a big mouth. Lording it over. Nobody likes a guy trash-talking after you get your team's ass gets handed to it. But hey, but now, in retrospect, thinking of Richard Sherman doing a little bit of trash-talk and some of these people talking about him being a thug, some of these unabashed, transparent, racist mothers who don't think they're being found out. I love these dumb whites. You know, I love them. They don't think they're being found. They think that they're somehow camouflaging their true intention when they say some of these things or they post some of these things, right? Meanwhile, here's this little putz. He's a Canadian, man. I mean, nothing against the Canadians. Love him, but the guy ain't even an American citizen. And he's down in Miami, and he's running around on the streets down there, and he's, you know, like I said, drunk on prescription medicine, speeding. He could have killed somebody.
I don't know, Phil. I've made my living supporting our celebrities. I know that it's very dangerous. But I think Justin Bieber needs to be seen in the context of the shining light. Why are you looking at me like that?
Well, we're waiting to hear what horse dung you're going to come up with.
I'm not coming up with any horse dung. I'd like a little bit of respect here, please.
Well, then give us the respect of speaking to us as if we're intelligent people. You know, you're talking about... Go ahead. Why is Justin Bieber... What's this man's name, Bieber?
No, it's Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber. All right, like Leave It to Beaver?
No! Bieber, B-E-I-B-E-R.
All right. And so what are you saying?
I'm saying, General, that as a celebrity, there is a certain, yes, cushion. There is a certain amount of elbow room he's afforded.
What about Richard Sherman?
I don't know Richard Sherman, Phil, from the man on the moon. Who is this man?
He's a football player who made all he said was, I'm a better cornerback. Crabtree sucks. He was trash-talking a guy after the game, and people called him a thug, and people called him a worm, and said he should get the crap beat out of him. I mean, I saw all kinds of ignorant statements about Richard Sherman. What about him?
Well, I don't know. It's football. It's a violent game, isn't it?
No, I'm asking. No, forget it. You know.
Well, you have your little football discussion. I'm simply saying that Justin Bieber, as a celebrity, as one of our very valued celebrities, think of the business that he was bringing to Miami Beach.
Oh, this ought to be. What business?
What business he bring to Miami Beach? Yeah, he brought cop business to Miami Beach. If they got a donut shop on Miami Beach, he brought the cops to it.
All right, man. Yeah, give me five.
All right, enough of that. So, I mean, what is your response? Justin Bieber could have killed somebody. Richard Sherman didn't do a damn thing.
I don't know who Richard Sherman is. Is he a celebrity?
Is he a celebrity? He's a well-known football player working for a football team that is a part of a multi-billion-dollar huge media enterprise called the National Football League. Yeah, I guess you could say he's a celebrity.
I wouldn't know the man if I tripped over him, but if you're saying that he is a bona fide celebrity, then I would have to say that he's black, though, right?
He's black, though.
I don't mean anything racist, but yes, he should watch his step a little bit, only because of the perception.
All right.
Wait a minute, I want to say something here.
Go ahead, Robert.
Oh, Robert gets to... I know you're black, Robert.
No, not about me being black. I want to say, you're saying that this man's got to watch his step because he's black, and Justin Bieber needs to be protected.
It's not a fair world that we live in. I'm saying that if it were a fair world and everyone was equal...
Yeah?
I would still be a little bit nervous with a man like this Sherman running around loose. Well, I didn't say that right.
No, you didn't say that right. No, you didn't.
Well, you really love it, Phil. You love to catch me with my skirt up over my head, don't you?
Well, you said it there, Margaret.
You know, all four of you, I hope death visits very soon.
Wow.
Yeah, we didn't say nothing.
I'm kidding. I'm going to the toilet.
I guess you're gonna...
Yes, I'm gonna take a dump.
That's her way, by the way, of telling us to just drop dead. You know, so she goes to the toilet and makes a big scene in there.
What do you mean, making a big scene in here?
Just, never mind. She goes to the bathroom, makes a big scene. That's her way of saying, I'm going to go and do something grotesque and vile because you guys have really made me angry. Okay, we're going to take a break and be back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show and more. There's the QVC. She was just on screen.
Phil, would you give it up with this redhead, Ben?
She's not a redhead. She's wearing a red dress.
That lady there, she's black.
Yes, she is black. All right, we'll be right back on the world... Never mind, I'm sorry I brought it up. World-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Get a backstage pass, by the way, at philhenryshow.com. And if you would like to hear the show live on your smartphone, get the TuneIn app and dial up to the Phil Henry channel on TuneIn. Thank you. Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Welcome back. So, yeah, getting back to the Justin Bieber thing, although I am looking at this chick in the red dress.
Well, you know what? Make up your mind, will you?
Getting back to the Bieber thing, though, I just find that kid to, I don't care, man. Guy can have fun. Guy can do what a guy want to do, you know? But when you got that within 48 hours or, I don't know, 76 hours, however many hours of each other, you got him and then you got this Sherman and one guy's a thug and the other guy's just a... I'm telling you right now, that kid Bieber ought to be in a freaking striped suit, man. That guy, I know he's a great singer, but that doesn't mean you get to endanger the lives of people with your drunk driving, man. People don't care. People don't care. People, you could show someone in this country the absolute abject proof of their hypocrisy, and it's, that's not me. You know.
That guy you talked to tonight.
What guy? That guy I talked to today. That clown. Oh, Lord. All right. Did I mention that we have a Martian news? We do have Martian news. Not what you think, Bud. Every time I say something about Mars, Bud thinks we've discovered a little green man.
Well, what is the story on that? I've got to know, and nobody's been able to tell me.
Bud, I told you, I don't know how many times, there is no intelligent life on Mars.
Then what about the canals?
Bud, the canals, dude, the canals have nothing to do with Martian farmers, all right? Those canals are the result of the changing Martian seasons. And what, do you know, General?
I don't know what you're talking. What are you referring to?
No, I know the canal. The Martian canals are part of the change of Martian season. Also, the changing attitude of Mars to the sun.
Okay, but what are those so-called, we don't know?
I thought that they were canals, irrigation ditches dug by the farm. I know there aren't any farm people of Mars, but at the time when people thought there was some kind of agrarian culture there, you know?
No, Margaret, nobody ever thought
Well, I excuse me, but yes, they did.
What about H.G. Wells did?
H.G. Wells what?
H.G. Wells thought there was a Martian, like a guy, a farm boy up there or something.
Yeah.
A farm boy?
Well, some kind of a farm boy. Not a farm boy, but there's a Martian farm. They're a Martian farm.
Yeah, well, there you go. What about that? You know, it reminds me of that song by Mose Allison, Parchment Farm. Here I'm sitting down here on Martian Farm would be a cute little song. What are you looking at, Margaret?
I'm looking at the three of you wondering if you're serious.
Obviously, they're not.
I'm not a musician. But if there is a Martian farm...
There's no Martian farms. There's no Martian farms. I already told you guys there's no Martian farms because they looked at Mars a long time ago. When they first saw the Martian canals, when they first saw the surface of Mars, there were some astronomers here on Earth that saw those canals and thought, wow, were those constructed by Martians? Now we know that is a feature of the Martian landscape. It changes with sunlight. It changes with seasons. It has nothing to do with Martian farmers. And, you know...
What about the song?
What song?
No, I just... The possibility of sitting down here on Martian farm, do-do-do. I know it sounds silly.
Well, you know, if you wanted to make a joke song out of it...
Yeah.
No, I don't want to make a joke. I'm asking you... The potentiality of that, Phil.
The potentiality of what, General?
You were many years a disc jockey. Would a song called Sitting Down Here on Martian Farm have any hope of airplay?
If it was a joke.
No, I'm not saying it's a joke.
We're not talking about it being a joke. The possibility of the Martian farm.
Yes.
If you're trying to ask, if you're asking me, will I get airplay? Would I play a record called Martian Farm?
What the hell?
Well, Phil, don't laugh like a... You're laughing like a cackling madman.
You know what I'm saying? You look like you're all wiped out in the brain.
You look like a 5150 is what you look like.
Oh, a 5150. Wow. Who's been listening to the police scanner?
Excuse me, I'm a reporter. I've been around cops, cop stations. Phil, I did hard crime reporting before I got into entertainment. Don't even mess with me on this.
Well, Phil, but you did look like a classic 5150 with the cackle, but the question remains.
Oh, I'm the 5150 with the cackle, but you're the guy asking about Martian Farm and whether that's a viable record? Is that what you're asking me?
For the 9 millionth time...
Easy, General, easy.
For the 9 millionth time, yes, I am.
All right, I'm sorry, General.
Good God Almighty. How many times do I have to ask you, do you think a record called Martian Farm...
A serious record?
Yes.
Yeah, we're talking about a serious record.
All right, without further information, I'm going to say the following answer. No, I wouldn't play it. I don't know anybody that would. I mean, what's it sound like?
Well, assuming that it's a good-sounding record, let's say it sounds like... Name any hit record that you think is currently the hit song of the times, you know.
I don't know what a hit song is. I mean, I know songs that I like.
Well, name a song that you like.
Well, I like that song Alone by Sleeping with Sirens.
All right.
I tell you, I like No Miracles by Kid Ink.
Well, if that's one of those hippity hop.
It is. It's a hip. It's a hop hip, isn't it, Phil?
Yes, it is. It's a hip hop.
Well, I don't know, but all right. Let's say it sounded like that hip, that hop hip or whatever you call it. Let's say it sounded like that.
And it was called Martian Farm?
Yes.
Sure, I'd probably play it.
No, but it has the very serious message that there is farming currently going on the surface of Mars, and it is being covered up by the United States government, and there is all likelihood that the farming that's going on Mars involves the farming of intelligent life for the consumption of other intelligent life. In other words, they're eating, cannibalizing other Mars Marsman.
Yeah, there's the Marsman.
General,
don't try to general me, and I'm asking you a question.
No, I wouldn't play any record that's seriously considered a Martian farm where they are growing other Martians.
God.
What? I've got to go get some cottage cheese.
I'll go with you.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Well, there's no, why did you laugh at him, Phil?
Oh, you please, Margaret, there's got to be somebody in this world that understands me. Someone.
Oh, boo-hoo.
If you're telling me that I'm not supposed to laugh at a guy that wants to know about... We're going to be back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Let's just flip it back over to QVC. You can't see it, but Phil TV is airing QVC right now, and the only reason we're doing that is so we can look at this chick, the hot chick in the red dress. I could give a damn about what they're selling. I can't afford any of it, and neither can you. It's the world-famous world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I'm sorry.
Give it a rest, will you, Phil?
Well, General, you have to understand that if you're going to bring up to me Martian Farm, I'm going to laugh, you know.
I think that it was a legitimate... You know, I'll drop the subject.
All right, well, but welcome back to our program. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. Mars rover marks an unexpected anniversary, and we stopped talking about this, but there was a rock... the latest scientist said on Thursday at a news conference celebrating an anniversary none had expected 10 years ago, and that is the 10-year anniversary of Opportunity, NASA's Opportunity, the little rover that bounded onto the surface of Mars, still transmitting data. What is that? Boy, I'll tell you, why can't we make stuff the way we make Mars rovers, man? I would love it.
Amen to that.
Yeah, you gotta make it like a car as good as that.
You know, it proves we can make stuff. Look at this, man. They didn't think this thing would last more than a few years. 10 years later. Same thing is true of Voyager. You remember Voyager?
Yeah, that melded with a man. You know, it married a man.
Yeah, what?
Don't you remember it married a man?
What do you mean it married a man?
Are you talking about the Star Trek movie?
Well, that was a movie, you know.
Oh, the Star Trek film where the Voyager, yes, it melded... It wasn't sexual, but it did meld.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what they're talking. Is this true?
It's a movie, you guys. It was the movie, the Star Trek movie.
Oh, okay. Well, is that your understanding, Bud?
Yeah, Betty, Mr. Henry's right.
All right.
Well, oh, wow, look at you checking with Bud, huh?
Well, don't let it blow any uncomfortable air up your skirt.
All right, yeah, that was a movie. So the Voyager did not actually meld with a man. But Voyager was transmitting data for the longest time. As a matter of fact, the last I heard about Voyager was that it was still transmitting data as it was on its way out of the solar system, and it was about to hit the very famous the belt of asteroids.
The Van Halen belt.
The Van Halen belt.
Yeah, that's the,
No, it's not the Van Halen. It was the Van, I don't know, the Van Johnson belt.
Van Johnson was an actor.
But Bobby Bob had to be Van Halen.
You know, I tell you, for a group of people that are on the air every night and we have access to the internet, man, are we clueless.
Well, Phil, excuse me, but I don't look up all the only one I know is Van Heflin, no?
Van Heflin, the Van Allen belt.
What? Van Allen? That's stupid.
Oh, I see. Well, yeah, then you're right. It's the Van Halen belt, or maybe the Van Heflin belt.
Phil, I'm telling you, I think it can't be.
It is the Van Allen belt. And the Van Allen belt is a belt of asteroids and meteors. And little Voyager, the little space probe that could... After taking all of those pictures, after going through the entire solar system, I remember when Voyager was launched 30-plus years ago. I remember when Voyager was launched almost 40 years ago. I remember when it was launched, you know.
Well, which is it, Phil?
I remember when it was launched, because when they launched Voyager, they said, and we're sending this thing into space, and it's going to have a picture of a man and a woman. It's going to have Chuck Berry music.
What?
No, I remember that.
Chuck Berry music.
Phil's right. It had rock and roll or something, right?
It had a sampling of all of the music that humans enjoy. It had a map of where we were in the universe. In other words, in case it was encountered by an intelligent species that could... we put this data on Voyager, in a manner that we felt an intelligent species could decipher. Of course, how do we know? But nonetheless, when they launched it, it certainly captured the imagination of people back in the early 70s, thinking, wow, you know, we're actually now trying to... This is no longer just a science fiction movie. It's no longer some goofy thing that just UFO freaks are into. I mean, the whole culture is acknowledging the possibility of another intelligent civilization, and we're trying to say hello to them.
What do you mean by Chuck Berry?
It was all kinds of music. It was not Van Halen.
Why wasn't Van Halen?
Because Van Halen wasn't out yet.
Well, all right. That would make sense.
Yeah, it was Chuck Berry, it was Beethoven, it wasn't just rock and roll, it was jazz, it was classical. And then there were sounds. It had the sound of a human speaking, had the sound of a dog barking.
Now, where was this?
Excuse me, I think it was probably on a disc or something that would be recovered. And so off went Voyager. Now, the very first pictures that I remember Voyager transmitting were years later. Now, 5 years later, now I'm in radio in Los Angeles, and I was sitting at my desk over here on K West on Sunset, and I got these pictures. It was a large poster that the guys at JPL had sent me because I was doing some comedy bit that they thought was really funny. And there were huge pictures of Saturn, of Jupiter.
I don't imagine you still have these.
No, I don't. I don't have them. They were gorgeous, though. Gorgeous, huge posters of Saturn. Here comes the name of a planet that you're going to laugh at, bud. Uranus.
Come on, man, that name's been around a long time.
Doesn't matter to Bud, he'll laugh at it. Saturn, Uranus, Jupiter, and I think that's it. Those were the really getting into the outer edges of the solar system. And then, as the 80s progressed, came, I believe, Pluto. Or maybe Uranus was in there somewhere. But then came Pluto and some of those. So that's 30 years it's taken for the Voyager satellite to leave those planets, get to the outer edges of the solar system and beyond. And I think it was a few years ago, maybe in the early part of this of the last decade, where they said now Voyager is on its way out of the solar system and is encountering this some kind of a meteor belt, which is the Van Allen, the Van Halen, the Van Heflin, or the Van Johnson belt. Take your pick.
Well, Phil, don't be cynical. I don't know what it's called.
I do, the Van Allen belt.
Okay, well, yeah, thank you very much, Doctor. I didn't know that they... Dr. Hubble, shall we...
Yeah, you think you're Dr. Hubbler, you're not.
Dr. Hubbler, yeah, that's who I am. I'm Dr. Hubbler. I'm not Dr. Hubble. So I think that is the most interesting of spacecraft that we have launched. Now we have this little NASA opportunity. And Dr. Stephen W. Squires, the principal investigator for Opportunity during the NASA News Conference... He said there was a rock whose chemical composition was also unexpected appears in an image taken on January the 8th. There was no rock in a picture taken of the same spot less than 2 weeks earlier. Dr. Squires says this is strange. He added, we don't think anything particularly exotic happened here, meaning there isn't a, you know...
Well, how do you know? It could have been, this is what I mean, a Martian farmer.
Why are you on this Martian farmer kick?
Excuse me, Margaret. How do you know there isn't a farmhand...
If there is a Martian farmhand.
No, General, there's no Martian farmhand because this guy's saying that there ain't, okay? This is a scientist. He said nothing exotic happened. Dr. Squires said most likely rover pirouetted at an uphill location, its lame right front wheel, which has not turned for years, dragged across the rock and flicked it out of the ground to its new location. The scientists have not yet spotted the divot where the rock popped out, but that spot may be obscured by the rover's solar panels. It's lame right front wheel, really. Year after year, Opportunity goes farther than anyone dreamed. The expectation had been that it would drive about a kilometer, 0.6 mile, before dust accumulated on the solar panels and the batteries drained. Unexpectedly, fortuitous winds periodically cleaned off the solar panels, and Opportunity, as well as its twin Spirit, continued to operate. Spirit got stuck in a sand dune in 2009 and then fell silent in 2010, after it was not able to communicate.
That poor Spirit, man. It did its best.
Yes, it did do its best, though.
Right. Well, it's a machine, so...
Well, what difference does it make? It's service to its country.
All right, Spirit. Way to do it, baby. You know, I guess that, you know, the astronauts, they saluted Odyssey when Apollo 13, you know, when they were in Odyssey, and they said, "Can you know, thank you very much, Odyssey." So I guess you do feel for these craft. Instead, about 24 miles along, sending. So this thing has gone 24 miles?
That's what I'm reading.
So Opportunity has gone 24 miles, sending pictures along the way. It's a well-made American vehicle, said Raymond E. Arvison, the deputy principal investigator. Man, ain't that the truth?
Yeah, they ought to make a car as good as that or even gooder than that, but they're not even going to do that.
They don't want to make a car as good as that, man, because that means, guess what? Nobody buys cars. No, no, no. The American consumer won't be that lucky. We are lucky in the Martian cars that we build, but those cars are for the benefit of all of us, and we don't even get to drive them. We can just look at them on TV. Overall, the rover remains in good health despite the lame wheel, two scientific instruments that are no longer working, and a robotic arm with arthritis-like stiffness, according to John Callis, the project manager. He said the rover had also suffered an amnesia moment, probably caused by aging memory chips. Get a load of this. These guys are talking about it like it's real.
Well, you come to rely on these machines as if they're people. And that's why, again, I'm saying, if there's a possibility that a Mars farmhand...
Will you knock it off with the Mars farmhand?
All right, forget it.
Phil, you should speak to the general with respect.
General, I thank you, sir, for your service to our country, but there's no Martian...
I'm not saying... I know it sounds ridiculous, the idea of a bunkhouse, but what I'm trying to say, if there's a place where the Martian sleeps, a Martian bunkhouse, no?
No.
All right.
General, you know, we talk about a Martian bunkhouse, and probably if they bunk together.
I didn't say anything about Martians bunking together. You know something?
Hey!
I'm going to go get some more cottage cheese.
You're the one that...
No, I'm not the one. No, I'm not talking about a Martian bunkhouse. We'll take a break here on the Phil Hendry Show and then come right on back, y'all. World famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. What do you want me to read, Jim? Welcome back. Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com and also at TuneIn. What do you want?
I want you to read the... Would you turn that filth off, please?
It's the bumper music, if you don't mind.
It's annoying, Phil. I love Pink Floyd, but turn it off. It's filth. Oh, thank God.
Yes, I want you to read this and read it I'm being very serious, Phil, because if there is, and I'm saying, and it's a very large if there is... Any kind of farmhand.
Will you knock it off with the farmhand?
All right, here, read this.
Hello, my name is Crevice. I am an inhabitant of Mars. My father came here many millions of years ago to plant these crops.
What is the... I'm saying if there's the only possibility of an intelligent life, Martian life form, is one that knows how to make canals or channels or whatever you call it. Now... I know they haven't proved that, but I'm saying if we can learn the language of these people.
Are you our understanding, General, that we've got...
Phil, don't lecture me.
I'm sorry, sir, but do you understand that we have on that planet now, excuse me, as I've just been indicating, Mars rovers, mechanical robotic vehicles that are out taking pictures, for gosh sakes. They're analyzing rocks, and you're still hanging on this idea that there are Martian farms.
I don't know. That's why I asked you to read this.
And what am I reading here?
That's what you would say if you're Martian, if we can learn their communications and everything.
They're not going to say, hello, my name is... Where'd you get the name Crevice?
Well, it's you know what a crevice is. And it sounds like a Martian name.
Well, why are you using the word crevice?
I was pulling my pants up in the bathroom, and I...
You know something, General? You're a child. You know that?
Margaret, you asked me a question. I'm giving you an answer.
You were...
Yeah, I'm the child? Look at who's laughing.
Why are you laughing, Phil?
Wait, you were pulling your pants up in the bathroom, and you came up with the name Crevice.
Yes, because I looked at my reflection and...
All right. Here, you want me to read this?
No, I want you to read the eye chart on the wall. Yes, I want you to read that.
Hello, my name is Crevice. I come from yon plantation.
Yes.
Just read it.
Hello, my name is Crevice.
And hold on for a minute. Don't you have any spook music or anything like that?
Well, probably do.
What do you mean spook music?
Just hold on for a minute. Hold your horses. Put on some of that wild stuff that you kids like. And I don't mean you kids. I mean, put on some of that weird music they listen to at a lot of the clubs. What's it called?
Electronic?
Yes. Is this the music that would generally be heard in a gay club?
Yes.
Phil, I'm sorry, but I think that this is the kind of music that would be accompanying any message from any Martian in a bunkhouse. No.
Any Martian in a bunkhouse?
No, not in a bunk, in a farm.
Hello, my name is Crevice. I come from yon plantation. It is there that my fathers landed some 20 million years ago to begin farming and building these canals that you see. Pay no attention to the bunkhouse.
All right, forget it. No, General.
General, no.
No, forget it. You're going to laugh. You're going to make fun. Forget it.
Well, you know, the General's a very proud man. And the things that he says, it's important to him.
Oh, really? Well, that's just nice, bud.
I think that, General, if you're listening, and you probably are, sitting out there having yourself your cottage cheese and villa wafers.
They're called Nilla wafers. Don't act as if you've got the brain of a cow as well as looking like one.
Excuse me.
Okay, now wait just a minute.
Hey!
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Well, then you... Ow! My left testicle.
I'm back now.
What did you do?
None of your beeswax.
I heard him yell out something about his left testicle.
I heard that, too.
Yow!
All right, I don't know if he still wants me to...
Are you crying?
Yes, I'm crying. No, I don't know if he wants me to still... Hello, my name is Crevice.
Forget it, will you?
My family comes from Yon Plantation. Okay, thank you very, very deeply, General, for that. I don't know what you did to him, but he did yell out, and he sounded as if he was in pain.
No, he wasn't. He did that to embarrass me. You know full well.
All right, thank you very, very much. In other news, and not a whole hell of a lot of other news, we had a lot of fog today. I don't know if you drive in this crap, but I do. But as bad as the weather gets here, as bad as the weather has been elsewhere, and it has been bad. It's been cold. It's been snowing. People have been snowed in, snowbound, you name it, man. Snowed in. You know, if the snow back east isn't bad enough, if the snow in the Midwest isn't bad enough, if the snow jams all over this country aren't bad enough, then we've got Snowden in Moscow.
Yay!
Thank you. But some of the other weather that has been bedeviling us lazy and simple-minded West Coasters is all of a sudden an attack of fog last night. And we had a fog bank hit the city of L.A. It hit what we call the L.A. Basin, because literally the city of Los Angeles sits in this basin surrounded by these mountains. And you can certainly get your fair share. You can get a lung full of some really sweetly polluting smog if you want, although it was a lot worse in the old days. Or you're going to get some fog. And last night I was all of a sudden reading all these tweets, because I don't live in the basin. I live north of that. I live along the beach up along the Ventura County line. But we get the fog here, man, and we get some pretty weird damn weather. Here last night, all of a sudden, I thought it was raining. And if there's one thing we could use is some rain. Because I heard, first of all, I thought it was somebody trying to break into the studio while we were finishing up with the podcast last night. I'm hearing what sounds like little feet walking outside.
And it was actually just water dripping from the roof.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Well, are you talking about little feet sound like a drip?
Might have been a drip. Ha 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 ha. Huh?
Funny. No, I heard this dripping, and it was Bud that picked up a screwdriver.
Yeah, I know who it was.
So Bud was going to go out and stab the fog, I guess.
No. If you said there's a lot of noise out there, I thought it was a guy creeping around.
Well, in any event, it was actually so, the air was so moist last night that it was dripping off the roof, man, and you could have sworn it had been raining, but it wasn't. And that's what it was, all this freaking moisture. We got a drought going on here in California that I know. I'm not trying to tell you guys we got it bad. You, with the snow, way worse. Our droughts come and they go, man. And this is not the first. And we had a drought, a really bad drought in the 80s, on into the 90s. Now we got another one. We haven't had any rain. We've had had an inch of rain, I think, so far. And January and February are generally when it really starts to pour. And I mean coming down in buckets. So I'm watching the news, and people are now doing rain prayers, you know.
Well, that's to be expected.
Okay, if that's to be expected, then how about a rain dance?
That's weird, Phil. A lot of people are not comfortable with that.
Well, I think that there should be a rain dance, and I don't know who's in charge of the rain dances, but I'd like to see one, you know, happen pretty soon. All right, Margaret, because we don't have a rain dance...
You want me to sing for rain? Sing this.
Yes. Good night, everybody.
Sometimes it's hard to be a one.
Sing it right.
I am singing it right.
Given all your love
to just one Mayan.
Oh, well, I...
Never mind. Phil Hendry Show.
I was singing.
You were croaking. You weren't singing.
Doing things that you don't understand.